is so boring, but I can't stop watching it for some reason. It's like a snack that tastes bad, but you can't stop eating it. Like this white cheddar flavored popcorn. Blah! It tastes like, I don't know, an odd book or something, but if you eat it while you're watching a show and you don't pay much attention to it, it's not so bad. Plus, I got it from the super expensive grocery store, so I gotta make it worth the money. What? It's a valid reason. Here, you wanna try some? It's not that bad if you just take like a big handful and chew it really fast. Like a chipmunk or something. Go ahead and try. Come on, it's not poison. At least, I don't think it is. If it is, then I'm gonna be really mad that I died watching this dumb show. What? You actually like it? What's wrong with your taste buds? Did you eat too much spicy food and then got burnt off or something? Well, that's cool, I guess. Here, just take the ball. There are 3 more bags in the cupboard if you want them. Just take them all home, seriously. I bought 4 bags because I was kind of expecting them to be really good, just because it came from the expensive store, and I was expecting the show to be really good, and so I thought I'd be watching it all night. So yeah, and that's how I ended up with 4 bags. Just take them home. I'm not gonna eat them. You don't need all that popcorn. Fine, I'll just go to the park and feed some birds. Then. No, 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 wait. Don't switch to something else. Just maybe one more episode. Yes, I'm sure I don't like this show. Have you been watching it? It's so dumb. Like, why don't they just stop arguing and make out already? It's so obvious that they like each other, right? Well, yeah. I get that they have to make more material for more episodes, but that's just so lazy. Professional screenwriters write this stuff. I could write a better show than this. What do you mean, maybe I just don't get human drama? You mean because I'm a werewolf? I'm very much human, you know. I still know what human drama looks like. And that was pretty much all humans do, is have drama, right? What? It's true. Tell me it's not true right now. Exactly. Humans have so much drama. You don't even need to write stories about it. All you have to do is put people in awkward situations and turn on a camera. And that's why you have reality TV. Hey, can I maybe shut the heat off? I mean, I know it's still technically winter, but with my fur, oh, it's getting a little bit hot in here. Great. Thanks. Okay. What? No. I wasn't hesitating to tell you I was getting hot. I just... Okay, maybe a little. I just didn't want to rock the boat because it seemed like we were getting along really well there. And that's probably the end of that because I just brought attention to it. Stupid. Let's just keep watching the show. What? You're cold. Sorry. It must be because I turned the heating off, yeah. Well, wait. You don't need a living blanket because you have me. The living blanket. Okay, that sounded weird, but you know what I mean. I'm just, you know, really soft and warm when it gets to nighttime. Do you wanna snuggle up to me a bit? I promise you will feel better in no time. Come here, just give it a shot. Hey, don't be so hesitant. Like I said, it'll feel really good. You won't even notice I'm here. Sorry. I hope you didn't feel forced. Just go get a blanket, it's fine. No, it's alright. It's just I thought we were. don't know. Well, for the first time since I moved in, things just felt natural. Like we were roommates, spending some time together, you know, enjoying each other's company. And I liked it. That's what I've wanted ever since I moved in. And, look, I know it's been weird having a werewolf as a roommate. I can tell that you were skeptical at first, which I totally understand. Werewolves don't exactly have the best track record with humans. And, even though I think that's a little unfair, I understand why it happens. We're kinda scary, at least if you've never met one of us before. But I didn't want to let that get in the way because I like people and I would rather get along with them than just have things be weird and awkward between us. And so I took a chance on moving in with you and I was really happy because you seemed like such a sweet person. And you have been a sweet person. The best roommate I could ask for. Honestly. I just wish sometimes that you would either be more comfortable with me or just admit that you're not comfortable with me. Because if you admitted that, then we can talk about it and work through it together. But when you act like you're comfortable with me, but I can tell that you're not, it makes things a little impossible. Sorry. All at once. I've been holding it in for a long time. But that's genuinely how I feel. Now though, I want to hear how you feel. Genuinely. Just please be honest. Do you like having me as a roommate, or do you want me to stay, or do you want me to leave, or something else? I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. How can you like me if you've been so rigid towards me this whole time? Really? I say, how was your day? And you just say, fine. I ask you if you want to play video games with me and you say you're good. I mean, I'm not delusional. I know you wouldn't want to spend every waking hour with me. But it feels like you would rather do anything than spend time with me, and it just hurts. You know? I know I might become strong at night, but in reality, I'm a big softie, and that's how I am, and that's who I am. But again, if you really don't like me, just say so. You like me, but you're afraid of being intimate with me. Really? And that's why you've been so distant. I see. Well, then I'm sorry for grilling you on so much of why you didn't want to spend time. That makes total sense. I know some, well, most people really aren't as extroverted as I am. So, it can be a bit overwhelming. You do seem like the quiet type. But there's nothing that can't be worked on, you know? What I mean to say is, it's not too late for us to start making some progress, even if it's just baby steps. Are you sure you don't want to come a bit closer to me? Like I said, I'm really warm. Yeah, just give it a shot. See how you like it. I wouldn't be offended. Waiting too long. Like I said, I understand why you hesitated. And I'm just glad we can start over fresh now. Really. Whoa, you're getting really comfortable now, huh? No, don't apologize. It was me who was asking for this. I think it's so sweet that you're making the effort for me. You knew that this is what I wanted. We'll do this a lot more often now. It'll be fun, just the two of us. Just, you know, next time I'll buy better snacks and pick a better show. Really? You still want to watch this one? Alright, fine. I guess it can just be something to fill the silence, at least. Besides, I would watch anything if I'm watching it with you because you make everything better. Even crappy TV. And that's saying something. You know I I take my TV seriously. Larry, seriously. And my snacks. And I would eat a whole ball of that white cheddar popcorn if it meant I could spend the time with you. Alright. I'll stop being all sappy now. Oh god, we've missed so much of the show.